The government is proposing to make it legal to buy a maximum of 14 grams of cannabis a day. That's one of the proposals in legislation unveiled this afternoon by the Justice Minister, Andrew Little. Voters will be asked a simple yes-no referendum question at next year's election. And if the majority say yes, then Parliament will pass legislation accordingly. Mr. Little has just held a press conference and our political reporter Jo Moyer joins us now from Parliament. Jo, what's in the draft bill and is it likely that some of it will end up changing at all?
Yeah, hi Lisa. So what we've seen from the bill today is that it includes a minimum legal age of 20. Now that's for purchasing and using cannabis. It also has things like controls to ensure, for example, the potency of products is regulated and quite tight controls and regulations on that side. Now what it's also allowing for is a state licensing regime of cannabis-infused products. Now this goes into the territory of things like edibles, which have obviously been quite controversial in some other countries. Now, Mr. Little did say today that he very much doubts that the regulator would actually go ahead with allowing edibles like lollies and sweets, your sort of gummy bear things that often come up for debate. He says that's because the principles that the regulator is going to be bound to is really concentrating on minimising harm, and in particular for young people, so they're not going to want to have anything that's sort of targeted at young people in particular. Now, there will also be a limit on the total amount of cannabis that can be grown under a licence. And you talked at the start there about that 14 grams, which basically 14 grams a day has been kind of said to be a regular user's quantity, but it's also actually half the limit provided for in the Canada model, which has been used a lot to sort of work out this legislation. Now, it won't allow for consumption of alcohol and cannabis on the same premises. And in terms of what you can have in your home, it's going to be 2 plants per person or 4 plants per dwelling. And the basis for that, Mr. Little said, is that that's kind of sustaining a reasonably low intake for people.
So what happens between now and the referendum?
So on Thursday, we're going to see the cross-party group get together for the first time. Now, that has representatives from every political party here in Parliament, and they're going to have an opportunity to provide feedback on the bill at that point. We've also got an education campaign that's going to be rolled out. Now, a website went live today, and the basis of that website is to provide factual and impartial information on both cannabis and the end-of-life choice bill. Now, remember, next year at the election, we're going to have 2 referendums. We're going to have the cannabis referendum, and we're also going to have that euthanasia referendum as well. So this website's been set up for information on both of those. Andrew Little hopes to have a draft bill sorted by sort of the end of March, early April next year. But obviously, he needs to get through that sort of cross-party group and take into consideration all of those changes. If the referendum, of course, is successful, then legislation will be passed and that will come into law. If it's not successful, then the status quo will continue.
And so what's National had to say about all of this?
So we've just spoken with Paula Bennett. Now, she's the National Party's drugs spokesperson. She has quite a number of serious concerns about what she's seen. She's frustrated that the cross-party group hasn't actually met at this point and all of this information has come out before they've actually had an opportunity to talk about it. She's been particularly concerned around things like drug driving and how you sort of regulate around that. And she also thinks that 14 grams a day that you can use and purchase is quite high. She'd like to see that come down a bit as well. Now, there is going to be a fit and proper person test for those who are actually able to supply cannabis. Andrew Little didn't actually rule out today when we spoke to him whether a member of a gang would be a fit and proper person. Paula Bennett says that's very concerning and wants to talk more about that as well with the cross-party group. At this point, she says on what she's seen, she doesn't think she'll be able to vote for it, but of course she needs to talk to her National Party caucus and they need to decide what changes they might put forward.
Thanks, Jo. That's Jo Moyer joining us live from Parliament.